Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
How do you know that the Bible is true and other sacred texts from other religions are not? Books like the Quran or the Book of Mormon or Bhagavad Gita or others. How do we trust the Bible? Well, the way we can tell is that when you look at these other books, take, for example, the Book of Mormon or the Quran, you have usually one author, and within the one author, you see inconsistencies. You see things that are errors. The Quran, for example, the author of the Quran did not know Christian theology, and therefore he would argue that the Christian view of the Trinity is Mother, Father, Son. And that would not be the case of what the Trinity is. They also would define it as three gods. Well, the fact that that contains an error in definition, we know it's false. You have things in the Book of Mormon giving details that don't work with any of the history that we know from the land in the Americas. You can't substantiate any of the claims there. With the Bible, you can substantiate the claims in archaeology, in history, but you also see with 40 different writers over 1,500 years, no inconsistencies in what they're teaching. Now, people will try to make inconsistencies saying, well, here you have Jesus heals one leper, there are two lepers, things like that. What you end up seeing there is that one author is referring to one of the two people. That's not an inconsistency. The Bible is true because it's the one written by God. That's ultimately the answer.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.